Aye, Your Honor.
All right, here are the two culprits.
You thought we'd do the discovery of rest.
All right, rest is, aye, all right. Well, let's see, should we do, we want to see what it is. Get out here. How do you want to sound, all right?
I think it's probably the main thing.
You got a good one to sound. I don't know, you got to run it in this campaign.
It should be a conversation. Typical, I mean,
Criminal conversation.
Intent conversation.
It doesn't seem as well, Mr. President, we draw the road down the hard conference, and they'll get the government bill. And not, it's for this draw.
Good.
What if the House is anyway, he's a great blessing, you know, he put on a show of talent, position, mind, this game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what'll happen, I'm trying to have the road on.
No, I don't think so, it's only that.
I have that, Mr. President.
Senator. But they're on the wrong side of the issue. I don't want your phone, talking, or whatever.
He's not done yet, why?
Making, he doesn't, we're making, taking on Vietnam, pull this thing, and so they're two to one, we're bombing him on April. Could they want to mine him? Hey, right now, they pave it over, very close. Pave it over.
All right, we'll take the same picture.
Oh, yeah, we got the stills first.
May I sit down, Mr. President?
Why, absolutely, absolutely.
How are you? I told Bill Demons about something, we both debated where we ought to smoke, and I decided we would. We got a congressional candidate who's running, it's a congressional district.
National.
Western National, it's the new.
Awesome.
It's a good polling operation in Birmingham. My horse up on the thing was actually 65%. McGovern, 5%, 30% on the side. I told one of my people that Norman Thomas probably got more votes than that, and that Gavin Thomas was more conservative.
Well, that's a good poll, I think.
Well, it is, really, but it's,
There isn't a lot of difference.
Right this minute, I don't.
And you're handsome, I mean, yeah. And you, Barefoot, I suppose, takes the, takes Johnson's line?
He doesn't take any line at the moment, he's trying to disassociate McGovern, still be a loyal Democrat and all that.
Well, it disassociates.
Oh, don't worry, McGovern.
Yeah, my man says that he's going to vote for McGovern and not support him.
Well, not for a price.
I'm already trying to buy.
And, listen, be sure they talk to Warren, he will be just got, he'll be on the week for Harrison, Bush, which is not, God, that is surprising to Harrison. The war issue is very much ours now, and anybody who takes any but a hard line on that, on the other side, is devastated. That's why the veterans will talk to the polling people, totally now. Keep it up, war in the hands, and particularly where it has to do with the imposition of Congress government, or putting in defense, not just defense, the purpose of jobs, but the defense putting the second, the U.S. second to Russia.
Yes.
They don't want the U.S. to be second anymore.
We stress that, but what jobs, they think, my statement.
Well, the job, no, all the number of those areas, but in Tennessee, they want to be for this.
Well, Tennessee, you know,
we got an unemployment rate of 3.6%.
He has a hard time talking about that.
Now, we will, you instructed the.
Yes, sir.
So we start to say, how are first of all.
Yeah.
Why, you know, I like to say.
What is the vote here, Wilson?
Yes, no, I mean, it's, they're going to start on my stairs, see, I don't know, I can't approve.
As we're about to say, a big course correction, so.
Yeah.
comes, it'd be great if we had a knockable amendments, but we can't do that, I expect not. Although he's never been to Memphis, knockable is such a mixed town, but he was overwhelmed.
Yeah, that'd be late in the campaign, but probably to turn around and turn those numbers.
He remembers the last one.
Yeah, sure, it was 68, and of course, it's a good one in the 70s, the Tri-Cities.
But,